crazy shit. All right. This is Gurk Major. We got Mac Ketchum. What is Mac? Bro, what you going by these days?
Mac.
Mac Miller. Mac Timberlake. Yeah, there is Mac Timberlake. R.P. to Mac Miller, too. That's the homie. And we got Insta Dre over here. But, how do you feel about the state of hip hop, Matt?
I feel like it's getting better, is my prediction for 2018. I really thought that hip hop would get a lot better than what it was in 2017. It was a bunch of, like fast trap type shit.
Yeah, I mean, because that's like the new mainstream music, really, I feel like. The trap shit is like basically when you used to hear, like, when you used to couldn't hear nothing but Taylor Swift and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Now you hear the Migos everywhere, like, in stadiums and shit like that.
I said it back at the beginning of January when Chance the Rapper came out with a coloring book.
Yeah.
That I thought that in 2018... that there would be more content in the music that people make.
Yeah.
And as the year progressed, like, I feel like a lot of, like, stuff in the world was going down, like you know, with, like, Trump and...
Yeah,
the, like, the political shit and, like, the, like violence, like...
Yeah, I mean, because...
Stuff like that.
I feel like music always has to, like... reflect, like, real life and, like, situations that's going on and shit. So, like, I like the music and shit. I like, the dance music and shit, but, like, at the same time, I need to know, like, the fucking artists care about the people listening to them.
Because, like, I feel like it happened late, but it happened... It's starting to happen right now. Basically, after what we were just listening to, really, like, I felt like some of the, like, the newer people were gonna start taking off, like... who was that? Black and Young Thug. His album was pretty good. And who else had an album that came out? Eminem had a new album. I didn't really listen to it.
Either. I really don't give a fuck about that. I mean, Drake had to cut his album.
Drake had one that was pretty decent.
But Chris Brown's last year album was still good. I feel like that nigga ain't getting enough awards. Like, he dropped 56 songs. Type shit. I still ain't listened to the whole album, but I heard the whole thing was nice. You know, I just go to people who listen to the first 13, second 13. But, nah, I feel like with the music, it's like anybody can take off type shit. It's like, your determination, because, like, the people who they're giving the opportunities, they fucking the opportunities up, and the labels and the people who are running them, like, I need actually a real artist, because it used to be like, I want a shell of an artist so I can control X amount, but, like, these dudes and these, you know, females too, but, like, motherfuckers ain't emotionally inclined for the musical roller coaster, so to speak, type shit.
There's just been a lot of shit happen this year, like, really, like, a lot of, like, mainstream stuff that, like, went down, you know what I mean? Just a lot of, like popular people did, like, bold things this year.
Yeah, but like, I feel like...
Kaepernick got, he fucked up the internet with the Nike thing, and...
He really fucked up the internet when he didn't go play with... the teams that, like, basically is like, oh shit, I don't even want to be a football player no more. Like, when somebody, like, basically jeopardizes their career, like, says, hey man, it's not worth it, then you know, like, life
is. It's kind of like that Kanye thing. It's like, she's like, man.
How could I not mention that too?
I'm just saying, like, that. It's kind of like the niggas throwing his whole shit down the career just to get y'all to realize some other shit. It ain't got nothing to do with the I got going on, because it's bigger than me throwing the football or me making a song. You get what I'm saying? It's bigger than that. I want you to actually hear what I'm saying. Fuck, I'm gonna listen to you because you're Kanye West. I'm only watching you because you're from the Cali Capital. Yeah, you watch me because I'm him. Now I'm on this platform. Now you have to listen.
Yeah.
And that's where it's at. It's like, shit, people try to, like, discredit their names and try to throw it in the dirt because they're not being the exact same people that they were. Well, shit, you didn't fuck with me when I was Kanye, Chicago.
With the book bag on.
I was a weirdo. I was doing too much. And you feel me?
And now he's grew to be a different person.
Yeah, and he's talking about this nigga running for president. Now, but I'm saying, y'all listen, it's like the Eminem thing. I tell people, it's like, shit, we can say anything, all the shit we want to say. Like, Eminem ain't as good as it used to be or whatever. Shit, we doing the same shit. As we're saying, he's on our screen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, shit, now we can say, like, oh, damn, Eminem, you ain't the same dude. That same, I don't give a fuck. Well, yeah, I had to change, bro, because I have a lot more people watching. I can't be that little blind dude going crazy, saying whatever the hell I want because shit, I realized over the time I created a bunch of crazy motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. Now we gotta fix them.
Well, what they're doing is they're using the platform they made for themselves, and it's like, okay, like, I may be this, I may be that, all that stuff, but like, now they're, like you just said, like, I'm in front of all these people.
It's basically like a greater.
Like they're using their platform that they've made for themselves to now get out the shit that needs to be said.
Like, yeah, because
they're the ones that people, like you said, they're the ones that people are watching. So people aren't gonna listen. Like the leader of the country is somebody that people don't want to listen to.
Yeah.
But like, he's the principal, but is he the most popular dude in the school? No.
I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, he's the principal, but like,
I feel like
Eminem is the fucking,
yeah, but I feel like
class president, and like Kanye is the class president, and you know, like, they're, people are gonna be more likely to listen to them and what they've got to say about shit.
But he's showing,
they resonate with us better.
But at the same time, he's showing us like the reflection of America. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you could vote for him to be your president, then. Like, how just are you type shit? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, it ain't really about voting for. It's the people who didn't vote. There's so many people who didn't vote that shit. He got voted for just because nobody else voted. Like, and he has supporters. And what it is, like, shit, if he can basically get motherfuckers who think, you know, differently than most people on the planet type shit to vote for him. Why the fuck can't we think? Why can't we get all the people who didn't vote to vote for at least somebody? You feel me? Like, somebody who's gonna do something.
Because, like, what my brother mentioned to me, which, yeah, I need to think that shit. I might need to go vote.
Yeah.
Shit. Because, shit, I'm one of them people.
Yeah, shit. I feel like for niggas like me and you, it don't matter. You feel me? But it's like for the kids type shit. Like, because, like, us, we already know we good.
Right? We good regardless.
Motherfucker can drop us outside in the motherfucking forest, and we're going to make it out. But,
yeah,
like, it's like, can the people, because, like, everybody didn't, the kids under us, they didn't learn how we learned. You know what I'm saying? So, like, and I would love for them to learn how we learn, but, like, in the society we live in, they going to have to adjust to the tables until it's time to turn them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
I'm not like a supporter or anything, and I also didn't vote, but like, I think that he's,
it's three people that, you know what I'm saying, it's, just imagine how many houses there's three people just sitting on the couch that didn't vote for nobody, you know what I'm saying, and we know we wouldn't have voted for goddamn Donald Trump.
Yeah,
motherfuckers said this, they said, blind man's a blind man, you know what I'm saying? Crippled, broken leg, he's broken. The athlete is LeBron James, whatever, you know, it's like line him up, you feel what I'm saying? And they say that we all have equal liberty, or whatever it is, you feel what I'm saying? Liberty from being LeBron James, but shit, you know what I mean? Shit, this nigga get a new team whenever he wants to,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Now, who really gives a damn about this dude over here who's blind? I'm just saying, not saying like no one cares about him, but the importantest factory in the world. Who gives a damn? But at this time, to where we all got to go into this ballot and do it, that's when we all are equal. Mm-hmm. That's when we all are going to make that point. That's when we're going to say, well, shit, my leg's broke, but I don't want him to be president. You know what I'm saying? Instead of LeBron James going in there and saying, shit, I mean, you know what I mean? He going to walk in there. He going to walk in there and do it. You got to feel like you LeBron James going to that motherfucker, basically. Like,
yeah.
You're that important to the world. to your vote really counts. Because if you feel like you're just a cripple or somebody who don't matter to the world, then yeah, you're not going to vote. You're not.
Yeah.
That's when your vote don't matter, when you think you don't matter.
Yeah, because the thing about being crippled, blind, or, you know what I'm saying, paralyzed, all that shit, is like, it's not a physical thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a mental thing. Like, you could be walking around with legs and everything, but you don't go to the places you need to go so you can grow and shit. Like, you crippled if you can't see the vision that, you know what I'm saying, that people really, the good vision, or like other people's perspective, you blind because like you only looking for yourself, and when you looking out for yourself, shit, you gonna get to the end, but like shit, you gonna lose so many people just because you wouldn't turn around or you wouldn't look to the side type shit. But like, you need that focus, but like, you can't do that with like your energy for people. You can't, if you got positive energy, you can't shut it down.
I didn't take these pictures, but you see these pictures?
Instadre is a photographer too. Like,
he's looking good though, right?
I need to holler at him.
Like, look at the, like, just like look at the color.
I'll
like,
take the picture.
He looks really good. Right? I know she's listening to it, man. I know. That ain't what I'm looking at. I'm looking at the actual quality.
You know what I'm talking about?
What?
When would you be on the basketball court doing that? I know.
I'm asking you a question. Can you
The pictures are great.
I'm asking you, do you, they look cool to you?
Yes.
These ain't pictures I took. I didn't take them. All right, so I edit these ones. I just downloaded them from our page and edited them. That's one of the pics I edited. Okay, this is the original. Is that a big difference?
Yeah.
It's a huge difference.
The colors are brighter. The focus is more on her.
It's the same picture you wild about when she was doing this shit with this crazy. It just didn't look as appealing because, like, that's in the middle of the daytime. But some shit like this is like she's like on her. It's like she, nigga, rented the court out type shit. You feel me? Like, has a light out there and everything. But I, like, kind of, like, brought everything out and kind of made her body more smooth and everything. Like, this one was really terrible. Really on her.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
We're gonna go to an intermission though. You know what I'm saying? Man, what'd you hit there for me? No, we like 12 minutes in type shit. So we're gonna leave y'all with this one song called, I don't even know the song. It's called On the Road with E-Jazz. Oh, it's called Breathe Slow. We're gonna play that right now.